The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Satan has deceived this world into thinking he, mankind, is as smart or even smarter than God, and that we don't need to listen to the word of God. We don't need to obey God. This began in the Garden of Eden when he deceived Eve. Adam must have thought it was okay to disobey God as well, because that's what he did. So that's the way that this world got started off. We surely think we will be smart enough, or that we are already smart enough, to solve all our problems. Now, it may just be that we are just too stubborn and too rebellious to admit we need God, that we need his help, and to admit we should obey our God, the true God, the creator of all. Could we be so proud and arrogant to admit we could be deceived by this great deceiver and by those he uses to help him do his job of deception? In Matthew 7, Christ warned us that there would be many false prophets or false ministers claiming they were ministers of Jesus Christ, and they would deceive many. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Meaning they're only there for selfish reasons. Do they teach the message that Christ taught, or is it only a message about the person of Christ, that he did it all for you? Do they tell you to repent, change your ways, and what you need to repent of, that is, the breaking of God's law? And that does include the fourth law, or the fourth commandment, the Sabbath. Well, maybe it wouldn't be too fitting for them to tell you that when they are keeping the first day of the week and teaching you that you should do the same and you should go to church on Sunday. Christ said, you will know them by their fruits, meaning if Christianity and other religions would be preaching the truth, you would see fruits of people obeying God and the world or a nation, even our nation, getting better, changing our way. Christ is telling us that nothing good comes from a false, deceptive way. The fruits of that way will only get worse. Now, isn't that what we see today? We are barely surviving the fruits of our way. And I think you probably realize that, my friends. This world is an unsafe place to live. Yes, this world is getting to be an unsafe place to live. Now, has it become that way because we have obeyed God, the true God, that created you and everything else? Well, no. It's only because we have disobeyed the true God. It is because this world has obeyed the counterfeit God that Adam and Eve obeyed, Satan the devil, the arch enemy of God and man. Continuing here in Matthew 7, verse 17, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Yes, Christ is saying, if the ministers out there are preaching the truth, it would be bearing good fruit. Notice verse 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. You should think about that, my friends. God is talking about human beings here. If you don't bear good fruit, that is, if you don't begin to live God's way, someday you will be burned up in the lake of fire. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. God wants you to understand that. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. That's the way that God knows people, is by their fruits. Christ says you know people just like you know a tree, that is, by its fruit. Verse 21 of Matthew 7, Christ continues here, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. In other words, Christ is saying, just because you claim to know me and you use my name, it doesn't mean that you're going to be saved. It's God's will for everyone to obey his word. Those that obey God, and it's only those that obey God, that will be saved. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Christ said many will claim to have done many wonderful works in Christ's name. Then he says, I never knew you, you that practice lawlessness. Notice in verse 23, he brings this out very plain. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. In other words, you that don't obey me, depart from me because I don't know you. Now, you can claim to know God and Christ all you want, but if you don't obey God, then there's no way that you know God or Jesus Christ. Christ said, if you don't obey me, I don't know you. So if Christ doesn't know you, there's no way that you can know him. Now, if you practice a lawless way of life, if you just ignore God's laws, believing they don't exist, there's only one more choice, and that is to obey Satan, the god of this earth. Many are deceived and don't know it. And you should think about that, my friends. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, notice what Paul had to say. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Yes, Paul said there would be more of them, and they would grow worse and worse, be more brave in deceiving because they are deceived by Satan himself, and Satan is using them to deceive others. Paul was inspired to write that deception would get worse. He said they would be deceiving because they are deceived. Satan is very clever. He has his ministers, his servants, working for him. Paul, in his second letter to the church at Corinth, had this to say. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Paul said, I have taught you the truth. Now notice verse 3, But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. All the do's and don'ts that's in religion today, all the practices that you have to go through to be in your religious organization, you should think about that, my friends. Yes, Satan was still active in Paul's day, just as he was in the days of Adam and Eve, and Paul was afraid the church in Corinth would be deceived. Verse 4, For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, that is a different mindset, a different attitude about the way you live your life or about the world in general or about the truth of God, which you have not received. Paul says here in verse 4, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. In other words, Paul was afraid that they would receive and accept a different gospel, a false doctrine. Paul was warning the church about false ministers preaching another gospel that the church just might accept. It is possible for Christians to be deceived, and you should realize that. Notice in Galatians 1, verse 6, Paul was speaking here, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Jesus Christ to a different gospel. Paul said, I am alarmed, I am surprised that you are turning away so soon from Jesus Christ to a different gospel. In the early New Testament era of the church, they were already turning to a false gospel. Do you think Satan had let up on his deception? Do you think everyone that claims to be a Christian only embraces the truth? Could many be deceived today? Verse 7, Paul says, Which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Yes, Paul said that they were out there in his day that wanted to pervert the gospel of Christ. Could that be happening today? Well, yes, and it is happening big time. Christ called his church a little flock. That should tell you something, and does if you want to hear it. Christ called his church a little flock. Verse 8, But even if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you, or than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Paul is saying there's only one true gospel. And if there comes someone preaching another one, he said, let them be accursed. This world seems to embrace false religion. In Colossians 2 and verse 4, it says this, "Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words." Paul was speaking to the church. He knew it was very possible for Christians to be deceived, and he gave the church warning time after time about deception. So did Jesus Christ and the other apostles as well. Verse 8, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." And you should think about your religion, my friend. Is it according to Christ, or is it according to the tradition of man? The word cheat, as Martin puts it, means plunder or take you captive according to traditions of men. So just maybe we should be concerned as to whether our religion is according to the Word of God or the tradition of men. Just maybe you should check that out. We need to understand that Satan is the one behind all deception and all evils. Let me repeat that. Satan is the one that is behind all deception and all evils, and we need to understand that. We also need to understand that Satan always stays in the background, invisible to the human eye and mind. Isn't that the way he appeared to Eve? He hasn't changed his tactics. He hasn't changed his way. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, notice what Peter says about Satan. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Yes, a roaring lion doesn't come out where you can see him. Neither does Satan. My friends, it is the devil's mission to annihilate all life from the earth, and deception is his main weapon of destruction. He has a lot of help in deceiving. He used the serpent when there were only two people on earth. But how does he work today? Who does he use today? When there were only a few people on earth, he used Cain. He is still using mankind to help him in spreading his deception and will till the very end of his rule on earth. My time is up. We'll pick this up on our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program and request our articles. Today, we're offering the article, Satan's Lies and Trusting in Lying Words. That's two articles, Satan's Lies and Trusting in Lying Words. And all you need to do to receive these articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, for your article, Satan's Lies and Trusting in Lying Words, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.